media.
Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that we're dressed right this morning. We have on the helmet of salvation. We have on the breastplate of righteousness. I thank you that our loins are girded about with your truth, O God. There's no other truth but your truth, Father God. I thank you that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I thank you, Father God, that we have the shield of faith in one hand and the sword of the Spirit in the other. And we come to fight battles, O God. But, Lord, I thank you that you fight every battle on our behalf. You are the battler, O God. You are the great battler, Father God. And I thank you today for joining us. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Father, we need peace in the world today as never before. We need peace on the inside of every person. Us, O God, whether we call on your name or not, we need peace on the inside of us, O God. We need everything, Father God, from you on the inside of us, O God. We need love. We need joy. We need peace. We need all the fruit of the Spirit on the inside of us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call the other number, 169-789-4313, for your children to be on.
169-619.
I'm going to do it again. 169-789-4313. And press 1. Hallelujah. Forgive me for the interruption, but hallelujah. We're expecting some guests on, so they didn't have the number, couldn't find the number. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We agree with your plan, Father God. We honor your holy presence, Father God. We thank you that you are a great God, a mighty God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. There's no God like you, Jehovah. No God like you. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing on the inside of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning that you are with us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning that you would never leave us. You would never forsake us. You are faithful. You are loyal, and not only that, you are a king. Hallelujah. We thank you that we serve a king. No God like you, Jehovah. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. And we thank you and we appreciate the fact that we are human and you allow us to serve you, a great God like you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, no alarm clock woke us up. You woke us up this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You called our names. You blew your breath. And we appreciate you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We appreciate all that you're doing on our behalf in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus for teaching our hands to war, teaching our fingers to fight the good fight of faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that we're your end-time warriors. Use us as your weapons of war, oh God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, we thank you this morning, Father God, for your precious blood. And we plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on Bible Storyland this morning. And even those who are listening, in the name of Jesus, The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice of hail, stones, and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from the strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Oh God, deliver us and bring us into a large place in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We are your anointed, and you will give us great deliverance. We will beat them down as small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the streets. In the name of Jesus, we have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. They did not turn. We did not turn. We did not turn until they were consumed. We have wounded them, and they are not able to rise. We have cut their heads off as well as their babies' heads in Jesus' name. And we thank you for what you're doing on the inside of us, oh God. Father, truly, you are great. You are great. Well, welcome. I thank God for this beautiful day in Jacksonville, Florida, that he has given us. The sun is shining over here on the outside, but I pray that the sun is shining in your heart. Oh, I thank God for each of you being on with us this morning. What a pleasure it is to have the Most High God join us weekly, and I'm grateful that you joined us. We come to serve, you know, a great God, Jehovah, the mighty God. We come to love on him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So this morning, I say to each of you, be blessed of the Lord. Receive his goodness. Receive his mercy. Because he gives it to us brand new every day. But, you know, just like somebody give you a gift, you got to open it up. You can't just, you know, put it up on a shelf and expect it to be activated, expect it to be used. You got to open it up and use it. Got to use it. So use that favor. Use that mercy brand new that he give us every day. Well, we have this morning we're going to read into your hearing Psalm 17, and this is out of a different Bible. It's called God's Word for Each Day, and it's a prayer by David. Hear my plea for justice, O Lord. Pay attention to my cry. Open your ears to our prayers, which come from lips free from deceit. Let the verdict of our innocence come directly from you, O God. Let your eyes observe what is fair. You have probed our hearts. You have confronted us at night. You have tested us like silver, but you found nothing wrong. We are determined that our mouths will not sin. We have avoided cruelty because of your word. In spite of what others have done, our steps have remained firmly in your path. Our feet have not slipped. We have called on you because you answered, O God. Turn your ear toward us. Hear what we have to say. Reveal your miraculous deeds of mercy. O Savior of those who find refuge by your side from those who attack them, guard us as if we were the pupil of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. Hide us from the wicked people who violently attack us. In the name of Jesus, from our deadly enemies who surround us, they have shut out all feeling. Their mouths have spoken arrogantly. They have tracked us down. They have surrounded us. They have focused their attention on throwing us to the ground. Each one of them is like a lion eager to tear its prey apart, and like a lion crouching in hiding places. Arise, O Lord! Arise, O Lord! Confront them. Bring them to their knees. With your sword, a rescue. With your sword, rescue our lives from wicked people. With your power, rescue us from mortals, O Lord, from mortals who enjoy their inheritance only in this life. You fill their bellies with your treasure. Their children are satisfied with it, and they leave what remains to their children. We see your face when we are declared innocent. When we wake up, we will be satisfied with seeing you. So I thank God for his word this morning. His word is true. We honor his word as never before. Welcome again to Bible Storyland. We are grateful you joined us, and we are honored that the Most High God is with us. As I said before, he's omnipresent. He's over there where you are. He's over here where we are. He is everywhere. There is no place that he is not. Woo, isn't that awesome? We serve a God who watch over us everywhere. Everywhere we go, he watch over us in the grocery store. Watch over us as we sleep. He watch over our children in the schools. He watch over our children on the playground. He watch over us in the neighborhood, in our homes. Everywhere we go, he watch over us. And I don't know about you, but I'm grateful that I have a great God who watch over his people. You know, he's a shepherd. He is Lord of our lives. We honor him. We give him glory. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. So I thank God that the Lord God, great Almighty, is with us as never before. As I said, it is Children's Day. We are honoring our children. God gave us children, and we're honoring them.
To heaven, you can't get to heaven on roller skates. On roller skates, you roll right by.
You roll right by
those pearly gates.
Those pearly gates, you can't get to heaven on roller skates. You go right by those pearly gates.
You can't get to heaven.
You can't get to heaven
in a rocking chair.
In a rocking chair,
a rocking chair.
A rocking chair
won't take you there.
Won't take you there. You can't get to heaven.
To get to heaven through the Most High God, through calling on the name of Jesus. We can't get to heaven in a limousine. We got to bow the knee and call on the Most High God. So today is Children's Day, and I thank God for each of you this morning. So this morning, Sister Karen Itell is with us from Houston, Texas. We have some delightful children with us also. Sister Karen is going to first play a song of praise unto the Lord for us. How you doing, Sister Karen?
I'm doing a wonderful, and what I'm going to do, he got the whole world in his hands.
Amen. All right. Mr. Karen, you there? Hello?
Okay, here you go.
Got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty babies. He's got everybody in his hands. He got you and me in his hands. He's got everybody in his hands. So we're praising God as never before, and we're thanking him this morning for his faithfulness. I thank you so much, Sister Karen. He's got the whole world in his hands, and you better believe he's got the whole world in his hands. You know, if he didn't, we'd be in trouble. So I thank God for that song, You've Got the Whole World. Today we are honored to have two children with us this morning. Sister Jackie will be coming on soon. Our cousin, Sister Donna, is already on. We have two delightful children. We have Niobe, she's 5 years young, and her brother, Javon, he's 9 years young. So I'm going to put them on live. Give me just a minute here. Hold on. Hallelujah. Okay. Good morning, Niobe and Yvonne.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Great.
Good. Who is that?
Bless. Bless.
Cytheria?
Hello. Hey, Sister Z. How are you?
Oh, good morning. This is their mother,
good morning.
How are you doing, Cytheria?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I thank God for you bringing the children on today. You know, we love the children.
Yes, I do.
Yes. So, Niobe? Niobe, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Good morning.
Good. I'm good.
You doing good? Okay. How was school, Niobe?
It was great.
Okay. What grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Oh, my goodness. I remember when I was in kindergarten. Oh, I heard you're going to say a prayer for us today. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So give us this day daily bread. And forgive us as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
But deliver us from evil. From the awesome power and glory
forever.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Niobe. I remember when you were about 3 or 4, you came on and said a beautiful prayer for us. So I thank God for that prayer. Oh, you are a blessing. You are such a blessing to us. Sister Jackie, call the other number, 1-619-789-4313.
Want to keep calling, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so now Where is your brother, Javon? Y'all ready to sing for us this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
How old are you, Javon?
How old are you?
Oh, 9.
9 years old? Okay, good. What grade are you in?
8.
Okay, 3rd grade. I used to teach 3rd grade years and years ago. All right, so you all ready to sing for us this morning? What are you and your sister going to sing for us, Javon?
Some letters for Dorian.
Amen. Okay. We're ready to listen to it because we do adore our God.
Come, let us adore Him, live down before Him, worship and adore Him.
And listen to the message because it's for you all, okay?
Yep.
Oh. Ma'am. All right. God bless you. Don't hang up. Stay on. We have two other great ladies this morning. We have Sister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. We have our cousin, Sister Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Sister Donna. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. God bless you.
God bless you, too. You heard those children. They're going to catch up with you and Sister Jackie soon now.
I know it. They were wonderful.
They were. Their mother has them well.
Okay. They sang one of my favorite songs. I love Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So, Sister Jackie, how you doing this morning? Jackie, you got us on mute because we can't hear you if you're talking to us.
Oh, yeah, I had you on mute. I'm sorry.
That's okay. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
Good. You know God loves families, and these are two cousins. They grew up together. They grew up together in the same family. So I thank God for them. Y'all going to sing together or separate this morning?
We better sing separate this morning.
Yeah, we'll sing separate because when we get together, we have to rehearse together first before we sing.
I got it. Which one of y'all going to sing first?
I have to go to work. Well, you need to sing first. Okay. I'll sing first so I have to go to work.
Okay. All right, what you going to sing, Sister Jackie?
This Little Light of Mine.
Amen. This Little Light of Mine. I love that song. You know what? I used to teach the babies from 1 year old to 4 years old, and I used to have this little, these little flashlights that says that Jesus is the light and the way. And I would give each one of them one. They would hang them around their necks, and they would put them on, and they'd say they're just shiny little flashlights. And we would walk around in the room and sing, "This Little Light of Mine." They loved that. They would just laugh, and they loved the little light. So we ready for that song, Sister Jackie.
Okay. Oh, thank you, God. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, you help me? I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, I'm going to let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm going to let it shine. Well, shine for you and I. I'm going to let it shine. Everybody, let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know, the song said, we're not going to hide it under a bushel. We're not going to conceal that we belong to Jesus. We're not going to deny him. We're going to say, yes, we believe in Jesus. So I love that song. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Have a great day at work.
Thank you. Pray for me and my patient and my family. Pray for my Aunt Valerie, which is Donald's mother. Pray for my Aunt Valerie and pray for my little ladies, all my little patients.
Okay, all right. You ready, Sister Donna?
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready. Listen to this. 10 years ago, last Saturday, I preached my first sermon at my church, and the subject was This Little Light of Mine, and the church licensed me 10 years ago last Saturday.
Woo!
Yes,
hallelujah.
Ma'am. Yes,
God,
ma'am.
God is a great guy, huh?
I'm telling you, he is. So that song really did, that song really did do me good. It sure did.
Amen.
Yes. All right, well, today I'm going to do Jesus, What a Wonderful Child. Okay?
Amen.
All right, that's the song I'm doing.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn king. He was heralded by the angels, born in a lowly stable. God chose the Virgin Mary for his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. The wise men traveling from afar, guided by a shining star, to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger full of hay. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn king. He was heralded by the angels, born in a lonely manger.
Woo! Yeah.
God chose the Virgin Mary for his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. The ones traveling from afar, they were guided by a shining star to King Jesus, where he lay in a manger full of hay. Jesus,
yes.
Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn king.
Amen. Glory to the newborn king. Hallelujah. Even the angels adore him. You know, we got to give him glory and praise and thanks every day. Every day. The King of Kings watch over us. The Lord of Lords. So I thank God for you, Sister Donna. Awesome. Awesome. Two
God
guys.
Bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for coming on. So we're going to continue on this morning with the word of the Lord. You know, Jesus loved the children. And he said, you know, he still loves children. No matter what happens, though the earth falls into the sea, the mountains fall into the sea, he still loves the children. So don't you think that all of these things that are happening in the world, that Jesus don't love the children? He does. God loves children. So whatever happens, God still loves them. He has a plan and a purpose. We don't always understand his ways. His ways are past finding out. We say, Lord, why you let this happen? Lord, why you let that happen? He has a plan. We don't understand his ways. Don't you know he allowed his only son to die for you, to die for me? He has an awesome plan. Jesus said, you know, Lord, if this cup could pass from me, allow it to be so. But he said, if it's your will, I receive it. I accept it. So we don't always understand God's love. He allowed his only child to die for you, for me. And I thank you that Jesus still reigns today. He sits on the throne with the Father, interceding for you, interceding for me, interceding for our families. I thank God today. You know, the children came on earlier, and I thank God for the prayer that the little one prayed and her brother prayed. Her brother sang. They sang that great song. I thank God that children, you know, love Jesus. We got to teach our children to love Jesus. You know, we can't wait till they get grown and say, okay, let me tell you about Jesus. They don't want to hear it. We got to bend the sap while we can. After a while, it gets so it won't bend. So remember, teach your children about the love of God. Jesus loves the children, and he still does. And he's deeply concerned about their welfare. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 19. And I'm going to read it from the King James Version. It says, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Now, listen to this version. Jesus said, let the little children come to me, but do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. That's come from the Great New Bible. Listen to this version. Jesus said, don't stop the children from coming to me. Children like these are a part of the kingdom of God. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, even the ones who are not born, they are part of the kingdom of God. So we got to train them to God's ways so they'll know how to behave in the kingdom of God. They'll know not to lie. They'll know not to steal. They'll know not to, you know, do things against their friends and family. They'll know how to obey their parents. They'll know how to obey those who have rule and authority over them. They'll have quick, sharp minds like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They'll be full of wisdom like Solomon was. So train them up in the way they should go. I want to say this to you also. Don't forget, if you don't have your phone on mute, everything comes in that's going on around you. So put your phone on mute. Thank you. All right. Well, Jesus said, let the children come to him. Why? Because they need to be saved too. They are part of his kingdom. He has plans. You know, he used children now. Look in the Bible where he used Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He used Joseph when he was a child. Joseph was 17 years old. Brothers put him in a pit, but God turned it around for his good. Joseph did many things for God. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were children who were 10 times smarter than their friends. They had the wisdom of God. They could interpret dreams. They were children. Little David, he was a child when he was anointed king. God did great things through him. He prepared him when he killed the lion, when he killed the bear, and then he killed Goliath. Don't you know there were men and women, there were men all around him, but they were afraid of that big old giant. But God didn't allow David to be fearful. Look at Joshua. Joshua was a young man, and he was courageous. He was strong. So God used children. He used children today. So we got to use our children. We got to teach them the ways of God. Sit them down and say, now look, you know what? When I was this age, I was saved. Or God helped me through this situation. Tell them real life situations about how God helped you. He said we're to teach him in the morning, teach him in the afternoon, and teach him at night. So shut the TV down. Shut all these little electronic games down the children have and gather them up in your arms Let them sit on your lap while they're young. Oh, you know, they'll get too big after a while. You know, but do it while they're young. But you can still teach them if you haven't taught them. You know, Christ is so awesome. He loved the children so much. He had a good attitude toward the children now. Don't you know he did? He loved children, and he wants them to come to him even now. He don't want us to say, well, baby, you ain't old enough. No, 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 that's the devil. They old enough. If they're old enough to say mama and daddy, they old enough to come to Jesus. So I thank God, you know, that our children can be taught of him, even babies. Babe, I've known people who put praise music on, who put on different things about, you know, Jesus while the children were young. And they came here full of the Spirit of God. You know, Jesus was gentle towards the children. He said, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with the young. So even pregnant mothers, he's leading them to righteousness for his name's sake. He's leading them towards the children. He's leading them to teach the children about him. Young mothers, you know, before, if you're carrying a baby, you can lay your hands and on the baby and say, oh, daddy love you, mama love you. We can't wait for you to get here. We want to tell you about this great God that we serve, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ. You can, even before, you know, they are able, before they come out the womb, you can lay hands and pray over them. You can say, our Father, which art in heaven, keep my baby safe. As my baby develops in my womb, let the baby be healthy. Let him develop properly. Oh, you can bind up mental retardation and all kind of inherited curses from the children in the womb. So don't you just sit and watch TV all day, because that's getting their spirit. You make sure you are talking to your children from the time they get in the womb to the time they are adults. They still need to hear. They still need to hear. It says, older women, teach the younger women how to love their husbands and their children. Older men, teach the young men how to love their wives and their families, how to be heads of their households. So, you know, Jesus was very kind. His promises are a reward for kindness to the children. He said in Matthew 10:42, and whosoever shall give drink unto these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. So you get a reward for the way you treat children. Don't you know that we are children? We're God's children. No matter what age we are, we're still his children. And so he said, you know, a child can be used as an example. He said, and Jesus called a little child unto him. Listen to what he said. And Jesus called a little child unto him. He set them in the midst of them. He sat in the midst of them. And he said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter to the kingdom of heaven. So we got to be like little children. They're innocent. Most of them are sweet. And they're good if we train them up in the way they should go. So we got to be innocent like little children. We got to be able to bend and come to God humbly. Most children are very humble. They're not high-minded and haughty and full of pride. They don't mind saying, Mama, can you tie my shoe? One came to me Wednesday night at Bible study. I think he's about 5. And he said, Sister G, can you tie my shoe? I said, okay, come on, we're going to learn how to tie this shoe. So I took the time, put his little foot up, and I said, okay, now this is how you tie your shoe. So I took time to teach him. I have no birth children. but he's one of mine. So I took the time to teach him about, you know, how to tie a shoe. That's showing him love. You know, you got to take time. You can't say, oh, boy, get away from me. No, you got to take time to help the children. They need help today. And he knew somewhat of how to tie a shoe. He's been taught. But just one little thing he was missing. So I said, okay, here's how you do that. So he paid attention. He was humble. He didn't say, I already know how to do that. No, he wasn't haughty. He listened. He followed instructions. So we got to be like little children. Declare that a childlike spirit is absolutely essential in religion. Matthew 18:3-4. Except you be converted and be as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So those who are humble, they are great in the kingdom of heaven. All right, now, warned against despising, Matthew 18:10. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. You know, sometimes children can be such, they can really just act out and look like, you tell them to do this and they're just rebellious and stubborn, some of them. But God said no matter how they are, don't despise them. Love them. For I say to you, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. I say to you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. So we got to not despise our children. There are people who hate children, who despise them, who want to do bad things to them. We got to teach our children who to pay attention to, who not to. We got to teach our children. You know, I see children walking down the street, headsets on their ears. If something was behind them, don't you know they're not going to hear it? We got to teach our children to pay attention when they're walking to school. They can't have this stuff in their ear and hear what's going on. The devil is after our children. We got to teach them how to protect themselves, teach their hands to war, their fingers to fight, teach them how to discern what's going on around them, teach them about the dangers of this day, get them on their knees before they leave for school. If you leave before them, get them up and pray over them anyway. It ain't going to hurt them to get up a little bit early. Some of them need to get up. You know, our parents used to get up in the morning and fix breakfast for us before they went to work. That's the time where you can teach them to pray. Teach them to thank God for the meals that's prepared for them. You know, I hear parents nowadays, I'm telling you, when I was a child, our parents fixed one meal and we ate what was there. We didn't like it. Of course, we had to go hungry. But we ate what was before us. We didn't say, well, I don't like this hill. I want this hill. They ain't fixed four or five meals for every child. No, we ate what was before us, and we were grateful for it. We said a blessing for the food. We prayed over our food before we ate it. We didn't just eat. We gave thanks to the one who created the food. We remembered that God is the creator of the food. So he says, don't despise the children. Love the children. Prepare them for what's to come. Because you think things are bad now, they're going to get worse. They're going to get worse. Even after we heard about the shooting in Connecticut, there was another one that took place. So things are getting worse, and we got to prepare our children not to fear, but to call on the name of the Most High God for themselves. Sometimes they can be in situations like those children in that school. Many of them could pray before they left this earth. They heard the gunshots, and many of them were praying before they left this earth. But many of them didn't know God. They didn't know how to call on his name. So we got to teach our children in this day and hour to say, Father God, help me. Don't let this thing come upon me, O God. Help me, O God. We got to teach our children how to call out to God for themselves. You know, don't allow your children to stay in your home and not call on God while they're young. Let them teach them how to, even your grandchildren, teach them how to pray. Teach them how to have a conversation with God. It will save their lives. So commands reception of the children, Mark 9:37. Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receives me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him who sent me. Who sent Jesus? God, his Father. So when you receive the children, you're receiving God. You know, we got to teach our children about God. Many children never heard of God. Their parents don't serve God. And you know when you don't serve God, you know who you're serving? The devil. When you don't call on the name of God, when you don't talk to him, you're serving devil, Beelzebub, the evil one, the predator, one who kills, murders children, the one who murders people. That's the devil. So if you don't have a relationship with God, guess who you have a relationship with? And I don't know about you, but I know for sure the devil can't take me to heaven. He can take me to live with him. I don't want to go living with the devil. If you're living with him on earth, you're going to live with him in eternity. If you live with God on the earth, you're going to live with him in eternity. But we got to be faithful. You can't live down here like a hellion, like an evil one, and expect to go live with God in eternity. It's not going to happen. Don't fool yourself. Serve God now. Don't say, well, you know, I'm awake. I ain't ready yet. I meet people on the street who say, I ain't ready yet. I pray that they live the next day to give their lives to Jesus. You don't know when the Son of Man is going to come back for you. You don't know when God is going to come for your children. You don't know when he's going to come for you. Nobody knows when the Son of Man will return for you. We got to observe our children at play. Matthew 11:16. Where unto to shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the market and calling unto their fellows, their friends. So you know what? We got to teach our children who God is so they could call on the name of the Most High God. He commanded that they should be fed spiritual food. Who commanded it? God commanded that the children should be fed spiritual food. John 21:15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than thee? He said unto him, yea, Lord, you know I love you. I love you. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Who are my lambs? The children. The children of the Most High God. So, you know what? We got to be obedient to God. He tells us what to do. He is the one who tells us what to do. When we study his word, we can't just, you know, go to church and expect the pastor to tell us everything he studied in the Bible. We got to study it for ourselves. God says, study to show ourselves approved, workmen unto him that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How are you going to know the truth and how to rightly divide it if you don't study his word? You can't do it. It's an impossibility. So it pleases God. You know, I do my best to study the word every day. I pick up my Bible every day. Ain't no dust on my Bible. And I got 2, 3, 4, 5. I got many Bibles around here. And I have one in this place, one in that place, one over here, one over there, different kinds. I'm always in the word. The word, I'm full of the word. What about you? Are you full of the word? The word of God. He wants us to be full of the word. He wants us to give the word back to him. When we say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, we're giving the word back to our Father. When we say, Lord, you are our shepherd, we shall not want, we're giving the word back to him. He wants to hear the word. God honors the word above his name. He wants to hear the word from you. Or do you have the word written on the tables of your heart? Do your children have the word written on the tables of their heart? If not, why not? Come on now. We got to teach our children to esteem God. You know, he esteems our children. He said our children, you know, are great. Psalms 127:4. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are the children of our youth. Many people had children when they were 15, 16, 17, 18, the children of the youth, of your youth. You know, train them up in the way they should go. He said in Psalms 127:5, happy is the man that have his quiver full of children. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. You know, many countries nowadays, if a couple have more children than they say, they kill those children in the womb. They don't want them here. But you know, God didn't say that. No, that's against God's law. He said, let the children come to him. And if they can't come out the womb, they can't come to him. If they get in your womb, they belong to God. They're not yours. And the devil is a liar. You know, these are not, you know, a lot of times they say, oh, that ain't no baby in the womb. Yes, yes, it is. The babies are in the womb. They belong to God. So we got to bring forth those babies. We can't get rid of them. They belong to God. They don't belong to us. He loaned them to us. They're on loan for us to train them up in the way that they should go. All right, he says, you know, a lot of people are ashamed because, man, when you going to stop having all them babies? That's between them and God. Don't you know that they are here for procreation? That's why God put us here, to have children. So you can't say, oh, girl, you done had 10 babies, you still having them? No, that's between them and God. So he says, happy is the man that have his quiver full of them. Let the babies come. Psalms 128:3. The wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. All right, let the children come. Proverbs 17:6. Children's children are the crown of old men. You know, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. You know, when you see them, you say, my God, I never dreamed I'd have great-grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren. And you look at them, you're proud. You even tell their parents, uh-uh, let them be. Let them play. Don't punish them all the time. No, you know, you learn since you had them. So he says, and the glory of the children are their fathers. Don't you know fathers are proud when they see their children and when they see their children's children and their children's children's children, even more proud. Matthew 19:14. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Ooh, don't we serve a great God? Children are precious to our Lord, and he esteems our children by, you know, he esteemed them. He want our children to be loved and cared for by us. We can't just cut the children out, slap them upside the head and treat them any kind of way. Don't you know God is watching? He said vengeance belong to him. Anybody who harm children, don't you know they're going to pay? Even if they take their own lives after they harm them, they're going to pay. I don't care if they kill themselves. They still going to pay for harming God's children. You cannot do wrong and get by. So because Christ loved the children, you know, he wants us to love the children. He wants us to train them up in the way they should go, Proverbs 22:6. Who's supposed to train up the children the way they should go? Whose responsibility is it to train up the children? Is it the father's job to train the children? Is it the mother's job to train the children? Is it the grandparents' job to train the children? Is it the teacher's job to train the children? The teachers in the public school, is it their job? Is it the teachers in the private school to train the children? Is it the community's job to train the children? Is it the children's job to train themselves? What do we train them to? When do we begin to train them? Proverbs 22 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. You know, some people add to the word. They say, oh, yeah, you know, if they go out there in the world and start doing this here, they're going to come back. Suppose they go out in the world and don't come back. That's a adding to the word. We're not to add nor take away from the word. Children can be trained in the ways of God and be faithful all the days of their lives. Don't you know Hannah prayed for Samuel before he was born? She said, I want a man child, Lord. She was specific in her prayer. She didn't say, Lord, send me a baby. She said, Lord, I want a man child. She stayed constantly before the Lord for a man child. Don't you know he was a healthy baby? He said, Lord, if you give me a man child, I promise I'll give him back to you. So she kept her promise, and God gave her that man child. She took him to Eli to train him up. Now, Eli was a wise. He trained Samuel in the way that he should go, but Eli didn't even train his own children in the way they should go. He didn't even love his own son. You can almost say he hated him because God warned him. He said, Eli, I told you about those boys. I'm going to kill them if you don't do what I told you. God kept warning him, teach those boys my ways. Train them up in the way they should go. He ignored God. But now he did train up Samuel the way he should go, but he was still disobedient to God because he didn't train up his own children. So God killed him. And when God killed Eli's children, Eli dropped dead. But guess what? Samuel was taught by Eli to hear the voice of God. He wasn't nothing but a boy, and he heard God's voice. Don't you know children hear God's voice today? You know, they may say, Mama, God said, you say, shut up, child. That ain't God. Yes, it is. Children today hear God's voice as never before. They're going to begin to hear him even more. You're going to have prophets that you're birthing in this world. You're going to have prophets that you're birthing in the world. Train them up in the way they should go. Don't have a prophet being taken by the enemy. Let these prophets be trained to the ways of God. If you don't train up the prophets that are being brought up, the enemy going to train them to his ways. He's going to use them. Don't you know these people who are psychics and all those? They are given those gifts by God. They wasn't trained in God's ways, and if they were, they didn't remain in his ways. So we got to claim them for God's kingdom. Today we're claiming the children for God's kingdom. So, you know, who's going to train the children if you don't? Is it the children's job to train themselves? No. Now, you know, animals kind of get off on their own, and they learn on their own when they're young. But our kids stay with us 18 years. Some of them stay with us 40 years. That's too long. We got to let them go. We got to give them back to God. Train them up in the way they should go so when they're old, they won't depart from it. In between either. They won't stray from God. Samuel was faithful all of his life. He became king, and he was the best king. So we got to train up the children in the way they should go. We got to train them up in the way they should go. So when they're old, they will not depart. When they're young, they won't depart. You train them up when they're babies, when they're young people, you know, when they pass toddler, when they're in the preteen. When they're young adults, when they get in their 40s, 50s, they won't depart. Never will they depart from the word of God. So don't tell them, baby, you can go out there, but you better come back. No, they may die out there. So train them up in the ways of God. Now, you know what? The word of God is so awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. God has given us things that he wants to teach us to teach the children. In Deuteronomy 6 and 7. Who do you think is responsible for teaching the children diligently when they sit in the house, when they walk in the way? Whose house they sitting in? I hope they're sitting in yours. He said, when they lie down and when they get up, train them to the ways of God. Train them from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. So you know what the Lord said? We got to train up the children. That wasn't a wish. He didn't say, I wish you trained the children. It's a commandment. It's a command. He said to teach the children. Deuteronomy 6, 7. Teach the children. You know, he said, talk diligently of, you know, about him to the children. Diligent. That's like diligent. Morning, noon, and night. Diligent. 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 You know, you'll be after them. The devil after them. The devil say, you know, come on. You can go in the bathroom. He's taking 6 and 5-year-olds in the bathroom and having sex with them. Ain't nothing but the devil. Taking them in there, smoking pot with them. Killing them up. Training them to his ways. Train them to your ways. Train them to say no to the devil and yes to God. So we got to train up our children. He said we got to provide for the children. Behold, 2 Corinthians 12:14. You know, I pray that you, some of you are writing down these scriptures that I give you, and you can study them on your own. I didn't make them up. They came from the word of God. 2 Corinthians 12:14. Behold, the third time, not the first, not the second, but the third time. I came to you once. I came to you twice. Now I'm coming a third time. I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. Do you have something set aside for your children? What if something happened to you? Do you have money set aside for your children? So if something happens to you, they'll be fit for life. They won't have to be going, you know, to relatives who don't want them. No, we got to nurture the children. Ephesians 6:4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Bring them up in the nurture. We got to nurture our children. We can't just stay in the bed and sleep while they go in the kitchen, fix a bowl of cereal and go to school, or while they don't have nothing, and you just allow the school to feed them. You say, well, the school going to feed you. Why I got to feed you? Is the school feeding them healthy food? What are they eating at school? What are they putting on the inside? Are they coming home rebellious, out of control? You know, the word says to control the children. A lot of people say, oh, you know, I'm afraid to whip them because the police may get after me. I tell you what, it's better that the police get after you and take you to jail rather than you be viewing a short casket. If you don't train them up, the world going to train them up to their ways. They're going to be carrying guns, knives, and everything else. Look at the world today. The children are carrying guns to school, knives to school, and they ain't threatening with them either. They're using them. When I was growing up, they would threaten you. But nowadays, they ain't threatening them. They come in there shooting them down, killing them. So the Lord says in 1 Timothy 3:4, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. You got to have your children in subjection to you. I don't know about you, but no child should come in your house saying, look, fix my food. I don't like these clothes you bought me. Don't come in my room. What you doing looking at my stuff? Who bought it? Whose house is it? Don't allow your children to rule you. You rule them. You control them. Don't allow your children to tell you what to do. You tell them. God says we are to also to love the children. Titus 2:4, that they may teach the young women to be sober. You know, some women don't have a mind to even take care of their husbands or their children, to love their husbands, to love their children. You know, the modern women these days, they like the McDonald's women. Huh, I don't feel like cooking. Come on, I'm taking you to Burger King. You can have what you want. Here, they buy all of this. They thinking about their nails. Their houses are filthy. They thinking about their hair. They ain't thinking about loving their children. They just came here. They don't do nothing with their children. Here, go on in your room. Everybody in a different room, eating their own Burger King, eating their own McDonald's. No, God says older women teach the younger women. You know, I see some young women sometimes. I know they don't want me to come and tell them, but I tell them anyway. It's all for me. I'm doing what God said. Now, it's up to them what they do with it. I see young women carrying their cell phones down in their breast. Now, you know those cell phones are full of radiation. And then when they come up with breast cancer, like, I don't know how this came on me. Uh-uh. Use wisdom. Wisdom. If a cell phone can cause to China, what is it doing in your body? What is it doing to your body? We got to use wisdom today. So the Lord says we're to correct the children. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteth him betimes. So if you love your child, you're going to chastise him. God chastises us, and we grown. We his children. If he tells you to do something and you don't do it, and you say, well, I ain't hear you, Lord. Why didn't you hear him? He said, my sheep know my voice. So if you're spending time, I'm telling you, a baby in the womb know their mama's voice. A baby in the womb know their daddy's voice, know their sister and brother's voice. When they come out, sometimes they, I saw a little one at church last week, baby about 3 weeks old, coming to church. Looked like she was about 2 or 3 months old. She was so alert. She was looking around at everything. She ain't missed a thing going on, and she just a few weeks old. So don't you tell me they don't know what's going on. Yes, they do. They so smart. If you teach them 3, 4 languages when they babies, when they start to speak, they'll speak 3, 4 languages and understand every one of them. Now tell me they ain't smart. It's us who don't think that they smart. They are brilliant. Brilliant. God making brilliant children. Psalms 19:18. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not his soul spare, and let not your soul spare for his crying. You know, a lot they're going to holler and scream. One was hollering and screaming one Wednesday night at church. His mother had the belt for him, and he was screaming like she was about ready to kill him. But I tell you what, she used the belt on him too. She has 4 boys. She used the belt on those children. A lot of times they'll say, oh, you know, I ain't got no mate. I can't do this here. I need a husband. I'm a single parent. So what? God didn't say, well, marry people, train up the children. He said, no, parents. So if you're single, whatever, train them up in the way they should go. So when they're old, they will not depart from the word. He said in Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it from him. Proverbs 22:13, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. All right. Instruction. We have to instruct our children. What do we instruct them in? In righteousness. Deuteronomy 4:9, only take heed to thyself and keep thyself diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from the heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons and thy sons' sons. So you got to teach the word to your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, up until you leave here. Teach them the ways of God. Deuteronomy 31:13. But, of course, you know, you can't teach in the ways of God if you don't know for yourself. Deuteronomy 31:13. And that their children, which have not known anything, may hear, and they may learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as they live, as you live in the land, whether you go over the Jordan to possess it. Instruction. Proverbs 22:6. You should know it by heart now. I say it all the time. Train up the children in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. When they're young, they won't depart from it. When they're babies, they won't depart from it. When they're teenagers, they won't depart from it. When they're young adults, they won't depart from it. When they're mothers and fathers, young people, 20s, they won't depart from it. When they're in their 30s, they won't depart from it. When they're 40s, 50s, 60s, they won't depart from the word of God that you deposited in them. Isaiah 28:9. Who shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. So whatever age they come, you know, whatever age you have in your house, start teaching them the ways of God. Children, we're all God's children. Or our children are in trouble. We got to prepare them for life. Life presents problems, challenges, mountains, valleys, situations and circumstances. We must train our children to handle those things. From the small challenges to the big challenges, we got to train our children up in the way that they should go. We got to train our children to God's ways. Call you back in a minute. In the name of Jesus, we got to train our children in the way that they should go. How well do you know your children? Are you helping them to be the a person of integrity, to be obedient to you, to those who have authority over them? Are you teaching them to have a mind of their own? If you don't teach them to have a mind of their own, the devil going to use their mind. He'll teach them. The devil will teach them his ways. He's slick. You ever brought your children up, and then one day, you know, from babies, and one day they roll their eyes at you? That wasn't nothing but the devil. You better take a belt and beat the devil out of them. They ever suck their teeth at you? I remember teaching school. I forgot. I think this was the sixth grade class. And I must have been too lenient on them. I was hard on them from the beginning. But then I must have slacked up too much. Because one day I told them something and they sucked their teeth and stomped their feet. I mean, almost the whole class. I said, that ain't nothing but the devil. I said, stand up right now, every last one of you, and fold your arms. And I tell you what, I preach fire to them. I ain't even say nothing about the Bible because I worked in the public schools and they ain't what you, but I talked to them so sternly and I said, none of you will go outside today. Your feet won't touch the ground till you go home. You're going to come in here, you're going to stand, and you're going to write the whole recess time. And I did it for probably a week, letting them know, I'm in control, not you. You will never suck your teeth at me again. You will never roll your eyes at me again. You won't tell me, I tell you. I will not allow a child to stand up and tell me what to do. No. Now, there is a way that children can talk to adults. They don't like the mama. I think maybe you're a little bit hard on me. Can you be a little bit less? And you can talk together. Listen to your children. They're human. Listen to them. They got things to tell you. So you know what? We got to train them up in the ways of God. Sometimes, you know, the children are under pressure in school. But we got to teach them how to handle that pressure. Sometimes there are bullies in school, bullying the children. Talk to your children every day. Say, what's going on in the school? Some of them bullies are bullying them. Trust me, they bullied you, didn't they? So they ain't no different. Them devil bullies. They still bullying our children. How well do you know your children? Are you helping them to be the person that they need to be, people of integrity, to be obedient to you, to be obedient to their teachers? Or do you say, you don't have to listen to that teacher? Well, don't send them to that teacher. Keep them home and teach them yourself. If you don't want them to listen to the adults you send them to, keep them home. Don't teach your children to rebel against authority. Train them up in the way they should go. What plans do you have for children, for your children, if something happens to you? God forbid that something would happen to you, but it could. Could they survive without you? Do they know how to feed themselves? Do they know how to bathe themselves? Do they know how to make sure the heat's on or off? How are you training them? Trust me, they can learn as little children so many things. You know, you give a child a computer and say, here, baby, something wrong with this. Can you figure out how to do this here? Trust me, in a few seconds they done figured out. Here, baby, I can't get this here gadget open. Can you hand it? In a few minutes, they're going to get those things handled. Tell me they're not brilliant. Yes, they are. You know, we got to teach our children, you know, do you teach them how to shop in the grocery store when you go, or are they playing? Say, look, baby, see this price right here? Now, take your calculator. Say, look, here's the calculator. This is how you use it. Mama wants you to add up. Daddy wants you to add up. So when we get to the register, I want you to tell me how much it's going to cost. Trust me, a six-year-old can use a calculator. A four-year-old can use a calculator. A three-year-old can use a calculator. You think they can't? Give it to them and show them how to use it. I promise you they can use it if you teach them. And sometimes you don't have to teach them. They just can figure it out. They're smart. Solomon told his son in Proverbs 23:15, my son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice. So, you know, we got to train up our children. Proverbs 23:14 says, thou shalt beat him with the rod, and he shall deliver his soul from hell. We don't want our children going to hell. Beat them with a rod and on the backside. Don't slap them upside the head. Don't slap them on the face. That's abuse. Don't cuss them out. That's abuse. Don't take your fist and hit them. That's abuse. Use the rod of correction on their behind. It's thick. It can take it. It says, if you beat him with the rod, you will deliver his soul from hell, and it won't kill him. So I thank God for each of you. What about salvation for our children? Do our children need to be saved? Of course they do. They are born into sin just like you were born into sin, like I was born into sin. Talk to them about salvation and offer salvation to them. Is there anyone who needs to be saved on here this morning? Press 1. God wants everybody saved. He said at one time he went to salvation, but now he's calling everybody to repentance. Everybody must be saved. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So we got to call on the name of the Lord. Our children need to be saved from what? Sin, lying, stealing, cheating, whatever it is that's wrong. They need to be saved from it. If they're not saved, they need to be saved. So press 1. Anybody need to be saved? All right. Hallelujah. Everybody's saved on here. Thank God. I thank God for it. Any backslidden? Are you backslidden? That means, you know, you didn't stop praying. You didn't stop talking to God. You stopped obeying him. You don't read his word. You don't study his word. You don't hear his voice. You're not doing what he told you to do. You know, and you say, Lord, I pray to you. I ask you for this, and they come. Why? Did you do the last thing he told you to do? He said, study his word to show yourself approved. Did you do it? Are you disobedient? Backsliders are disobedient. They don't obey God. They just think, oh, well, my pastor praying for me. My first lady praying for me. Oh, you know, my daddy praying for me. My mama praying for me. My family praying for me. Why I need to talk to God? Because guess what? They can't stand before God in the judgment for you. You have to do that. So, any backslidden, we'll pray. Well, prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. On Bible Story Land, it is prayer time. So I'm going to take prayer requests at this time. If you have a prayer request, I know Sister Jackie asked me to pray for her Aunt Valerie and for her family, for the people she worked for. Anybody else? Press 1, prayer request, okay? Hold on, Brother David, we're putting you on live. Good morning, Brother David. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I am blessed and grateful and overjoyed that God loves me.
Amen. I hear it in your voice.
Amen. I want to thank God this morning for you. You and Sister Kimberly Daniels. And I tell you, Sister G, the way you stand for God, I can truly tell that you do it for God. You don't do it for yourself. And God is truly using you as a vessel, and you're allowing him just by the words and the terminology and the issues that you address when you're speaking to us. I mean, it literally touches my spirit, especially when you were talking about those kids and being lured into the you know, people would try to tell me not to be so hard on kids, you know, that maybe I had too harsh of a life from my parents and maybe I'm treating my kids the wrong way and not communicating with them right. But God don't make mistakes. When you go through hardship, he's shaping you as a tool. That's why you go through the things that you go through. Because God know what you got in front of you and what you got to deal with. See, and people don't believe that. And if you're not careful, the devil will get you to lower your guard. See, and that's when he comes in. So when you address that really touched my spirit and had me almost teary-eyed up in here. So I just wanted to lift you up in prayer to God that you continue to walk this walk that you walk in, that many people won't walk. Many women won't stand firm like you saying and speaking how a woman should be, which is the way that women used to be when I was growing up, you know, sanctified grandmothers and mothers, that they are few and far in between. And they don't even want to let a man be a man. You know what we was made for. So I just thank God for you. And Sister Kimberly Daniels, I've been listening to her during the week. If anybody here don't know, she's on from 12:15 to 12:45. I tell you, I tell people, I got to go listen to Kimberly Daniels. I got to go. She just feeds into my spirit so much, it's unbelievable, you know. And a lot of times you go to these churches, you got to be careful because that don't mean that you're being fed because you go there. Sometimes you're just a part of testimony and worship. You got to be able to identify all. You might not be getting fed there, but you get an opportunity to worship and praise the Lord, and, you know, people see you. You know, that's okay, and that's all good. But there ain't nothing like feeding that spirit. The more you build that spirit, the stronger you're going to be as an individual, because the spirit carries the flesh around. The flesh don't carry the spirit around. And I don't want to get the preaching this morning, but glory be to God for what he's doing in my life and life of others. And I just ask that he continues to watch over my family, watch over the positive spiritual people that I have in my life that don't have a hidden agenda,
yes,
such as yourself. Your job is to further the kingdom of God, and that's what you stand for. And I thank God for you, Sister Jean.
I thank God for you too, Brother David. That was, you encouraged me so much because I said, Lord, sometimes. But you know what? I thank God that I don't know what to talk about on the radio, so I depend on God. I mean, weekly, he tells me what to speak about on the radio, because if he didn't, I wouldn't know. I'm like, I don't know who's going to be on. He knows who's going to be on every week, so he knows. He has a tailor-made message for everybody who's on here. So I depend. I said, Lord, what am I going to talk about? You ain't gave me the message yet. I'm waiting for it. So when he give me the message, I get in the Word, and I study, and I start writing the Word, and I start studying the Word so that the Lord can speak it through me. So I thank God for that encouragement. And for those of you who you heard him talk about Apostle Kimberly Daniels, she is my pastor. She comes on the radio every day at 12:05 p.m., a.m., 1320, Pure Radio. You can also get it online if you can't get it on the radio. AM 1320 Pure Radio, www.pureradio.com. And every day you can pull up Apostle Kimberly Daniels. She's a mighty woman of God, and I thank God for her being my leader. I'm really blessed to be trained by, you know, her and her ministry, so I thank God for them. All right, anybody else? Prayer. Press 1. You need prayer. Press 1. Thank you so much, Brother David. All right, well, it's almost closing time, so I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we consult you, the Most High God, and we thank you that you made a way for us to communicate with you. I thank you that you are not so high that you don't hear us, oh God. Before we call on you, your word says you've already answered. So I thank you, Father God, for hearing and answering our prayers. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing on our behalf on a daily basis. I bless you today. I honor you today. I thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing for families in this hour, for children in this hour. And, Father, it's nothing that you don't know. You even knew that those children in Connecticut and in other places would be leaving this earth. But, Lord, forgive us for the children we have not prepared, the ones we've not trained up in the way they should go, the ones who are not prepared to come home with you. Forgive us, Father God. Give us the space of time to prepare them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Use us to give you glory, Father God. Father, I lift up Jackie's Aunt Valerie, Father God, and all of her family and the people that she worked with on a daily basis. Strengthen her hands to fight on their behalf in the spirit, to pray for them, Lord God, to pray with them, Father God, to do what she needs to do with them, to take care of them, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for you taking care of Sister Jackie and her family. Father God, I lift up each and every person that's listening today, and I thank you for every family that is on Bible Storyland, the ones who's been on, the ones who will come on even in the future, the ones who's on now, and I lift up their families. I thank you for protection. I thank you for provision. I thank you for them training up the children in the way they should go. We know, Father God, it takes a whole village, even for one child. So, Father God, we thank you for people speaking to children, even correcting them. But, Father God, we bind up that murdering demon that's murdering our children, our innocent children, our children for no reason, talking about their music too loud, or they did this or did that. And, Father God, I bind that demon up, and I send them back to the pits of hell. I say our children will live and not die. They will live out all of their days. They will fulfill their purpose on the earth. So I cover the children with the blood of Jesus all over the world. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for your healing virtue going throughout our children, throughout our parents, throughout our elderly people, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, O God, for being with us today. We thank you for what you're doing. We repent to you, Father God, because we're human and we sin. Sometimes we don't even know when we're sinning, O God, but we repent, Father God, and we ask you to forgive us for every way we sin against you, O God, and we bless and honor you today. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and the thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I love each of you. And, of course, you know God already loves you more than I can ever, you know, try to love you. So I thank God that he loves you. And if you would like to make a donation to us at Bible Storyland or Boys to Men, you can mail the donations to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. I love you. Remember to be obedient to God. Show God you love him by your obedience. Don't just love him with your lips, but love him with your whole heart. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month. I love you very much. Talk to you Thursday.